You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, live here at 570 KLIF. And yes, we have a great show for you this evening. You know, last Sunday we discussed how expectations really do suck. And it really had some real depth to it, I think, if you really think back to the stuff we talked about. Because, you know, a lot of times we're always expecting something. Like, no matter what we do, if we're just going out to eat, if we're going to stay at a certain hotel, if we're hanging out with friends, if we have a birthday party, however bubblegum it could be or however deep it is, no matter what we expect, it usually doesn't happen that way. And unfortunately, expectations make things kind of rotten, honestly. And, you know, it's like so great if you could actually go into a situation with not expecting anything really happening. Because when I've actually been able to essentially do that, and we're going to talk about that on next Sunday's show, when you're actually able to do something like that, it makes when things happen just that much better. So we'll be talking about that next Sunday. But for tonight, we have a really great show. We're going to be discussing the new rules, the new friendship rules, the new Burgess Friendship Code of Ethic Rules 2013. So be ready for this, because if you don't know it, you're in the dark. And if you're in the dark, that's not cool. That's not cool. You're just not cool. So you got to be cool. You got to get into the groove right now. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Later on down in the hour, we have the Perspectives Pulse with JR Adkins. We got a lot going on there. We got some people tuning in as well to tell us about some of their experiences. We're also going to be giving away some tickets tonight. So remember that phone number, 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543. So, okay, let's start talking about these new friendship rules. I actually was on Friday, I was on the DTV network, which is really great, and everybody there is just so wonderful. I love those people. Really great people, really great co-hosts, really great host, and enjoyed being interviewed by two of the ladies there, which was really wonderful, and I think I was on about 9:20 in the morning. And it was really great. Got to also see Tammy Dombeck. Everybody knows Tammy. She's great. Michelle's awesome. She was there as well. So I love her too. So there's a lot of cool people there that I got to hang out with, Stuart, amongst others. So let's talk about this great new friendship, the code of ethics, the new rules. So let's talk about the first one. The first one would have to be, you need to always get permission before you post anything on social media of your friends. So let's say you're all out, you're all partying, you're having a great time. Maybe you had a few to drink. Maybe you've had a few too many to drink. And, you know, the next thing you know, you got a friend of yours taking pictures and they're posting them up on Facebook. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Willy-nilly. You know, the wheels are coming off. You know, especially if you're having to work for a company that really despises the fact that you have a Facebook page. You know, there's people out there that actually can't have a page because their employees will not allow it to be, because they don't want to deal with that, with the legal repercussions that can come out of having this page, especially certain doctors, radiologists, that kind of training group, because, you know, they're supposed to be professional people. And when you see these professional people that are probably, you know, doing your MRI or doing a surgery on you, and you look at their Facebook page and they're over there getting crazy, I mean, it might make you question, you know, having a surgery done by them. Or do you think that the test is actually going to be right? You know, do you think that they're too drunk when they show up at work to do it? So you got to think about things like that. You can't just be posting stuff of your friends without thinking of the situation. And a lot of times we might not think, but we have to remember that social media is permanent. You know, I mean, social media, it's a permanent thing. It's kind of scary.
You know, I think a lot of people don't take a long-term view of, you know, the photos that you take on with your iPhone, okay? Once you put it on the internet, it's there forever. And even if you take it off your Facebook page, or even if your friend takes it off a Facebook page, you don't know if someone has already, you know, shared it.
Exactly.
And I think that this is a particular problem for women, and especially young women, who are looking for jobs. And as part of the interview process, a lot of HR people will look at social media, including Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter and all that good stuff. And, you know, if you have these party girl, you know, getting wild at parties, you know, out in the bars type thing, then, you know, that affects employment.
Girls gone wild. Yeah. I really want that job, though. I mean, it was a wet t-shirt contest, but come on, you know? I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And people don't think that it's a permanent thing. And I think that's been the problem with, like, high schoolers, too. It's like they put up whatever. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day that caught his daughter texting pictures to a boy. She's about 15 with the broad panty thing going on. And he's like, I don't want her to ruin her life. This is crazy. He goes, I grounded her immediately, and I'm thinking about taking away her phone at this point.
And what that young lady doesn't realize is that one of her Facebook friends that she didn't even intend, you know, to see the picture, could have seen it on someone else's Facebook and shared it.
Exactly.
Without her knowing about it. That's the danger of especially Facebook, of those photos you're talking about. You know, they could be shared, and even if after you take them off, it could be too late.
That's so true. What's that new site that they have where supposedly the picture's only up for 5 seconds or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I forget the name of it, but I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That particular thing, though, is pretty funny, though. So if somebody sends you a picture from that and you send it to somebody's phone, all you have to do is take a snapshot of it, and then you have it forever. So yeah. It doesn't matter if it goes away. You have a snapshot of it. Now you can do whatever you want to with it.
Post it and, you know, put it on Instagram,
do whatever,
Twitter.
If you really dislike somebody, I mean, yeah, you could do some real damage to someone.
Absolutely.
I mean, even if you don't, so if you're friends, so if it's women that are going out or men going out, think about your friends before you do this, especially what if one of your buddies is going through a really nasty divorce? What if there's child custody issues involved? You know, I know there's a lot of people out there listening right now that are probably going through a divorce right now, and that can be really awful when you're trying to get child custody, as well as maybe not losing your home, your house, your, you know, to whatever.
Any lawyer worthy of the name is going, as part of their research, is going to do a social media research, you know, have one of their interns or, you know, whatever, you know, and they're going to go on your Facebook or on your Instagram and see those photos that you're talking about, and then all of a sudden you're in court saying, well, so you say that you're a fit mother. Well, look at this photo that was 2 years ago, you know, and, you know, how is this your definition of a fit mother?
Exactly.
You know?
And the answer would be no. I mean, I've been watching Fox News a lot, you know, because one of my good buddies, James Rose, you know, does all the crackdown, the interviews, what have you.
Right.
And they were doing something the other day, and this woman got caught for child pornography or something like that in a certain area somewhere. And they brought up her Facebook page, and they show pictures from that.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's like laying on a leopard printed bedspread and, you know, smoking some doobies and all this kind of stuff and like the 420 stuff and everything like that. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. So now the news can just pull that up.
And I'm not saying that men don't have to worry about it either. You know, but I think, at least in my opinion anyway, it affects women a little bit more.
Well, I mean,
you know, but it's not that men don't have to worry about things like that.
Well, yeah, but also, I mean, I hate to, this is obviously a stereotype, but my first thought was, you know, what if the guy's your cardiologist? I mean, you know, and he's, you know, looking like an idiot in Cabo doing, you know, God knows what, or, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you really can't take somebody, you can't really respect them when sometimes you see some stuff like that.
Or any type of profession, you know, maybe an investment banker.
Exactly.
You know, maybe, you know, somebody that's going to sell you a car.
Yeah, if he has your stock portfolio and the stock's going down and something bad happens, is he going to be in bed, you know, nursing a hangover and can't take care of your wealth? That's a problem.
Or, you know, out jet setting and, you know, God knows what else.
Or spending all your money.
Yeah, and spending all my money. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, guys, so, you know, I think this is one of the biggest hot topics because, you know, social media, most of the stuff, well, all this stuff is permanent. It really is. So whatever you put up there, you're going to want people to see for the rest of your life. And, you know, even though sometimes you can say, don't tag me, whatever, it's still there. So, you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about some more stuff here later on the hour. We're going to talk about texting etiquette as well, about how to have texting etiquette. You know, we're also going to be talking about face-to-face time and actually spending time with your friends when they're there. A lot of times people don't do that anymore. They'll go out to dinner, they'll hang out, and they'll still have the iPhone or the Droid in hand at all times. We'll talk about ways to get around that and some tricks and tips for having some more face-to-face time, as well as perhaps my not having to pay for dinner as well. So we'll talk about that later on. And then coming up on later on in the hour, the Perspectives Pulse, and I'm looking forward to some interesting networking tips we have from J.R. Adkins tonight. So stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on the iHeartRadio app. And you know what? We're going to be back in two shakes.
Spring is about renewal, and that includes your skin. Refresh yourself and look your best with Skintastic's Pre-Summer Solutions Specials. Is your skin looking and feeling a bit dull? The elements are harsh on our delicate skin, and the Texas dry heat takes its toll on our complexion, resulting in fine lines and wrinkles. Do you have large pores or acne scarring? Skintastic has the solution. Erase fine lines and wrinkles, reduce acne scarring and large pores, and look fresh with a DOT CO2 laser treatment. For a limited time, you can receive a complimentary treatment of your neck area when you buy a full face CO2 laser treatment at Skintastic. That's over $750 in savings. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his team of licensed estheticians and medical professionals at Skintastic will take excellent care of you. Inquire about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations in Uptown and Plano, or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.